Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
Stop and listen, I rock it wicked, no competition on this shit. You gotta get it, there's nothing hotter than it. A whack rapper's what hops and isn't, I kick it to you. If you got a minute, you'll bop your head like a walk. The pots and pans in the kitchen, mama keep the pots and pans in the kitchen. I'll be banging on the pans in the kitchen. So mama don't be trying to hide the pans in the kitchen. Mama keep the pots and pans in the kitchen. Mama keep the pots and pans in the kitchen. I'll be banging on the pans in the kitchen. So mama don't be trying to hide the pans in the kitchen. I like playing with the pans in the kitchen. Mama, you gon' let me play with the pans in the kitchen. Mama, don't get what you say about the pans in the kitchen. Mama, I'ma prove that I'm the man in the kitchen. Mama, I used to push weight on the block, a fat chick, she was barely able to walk. She was good for one thing, now was taking the rock. Till she told me she was pregnant, and I'm thankful to God that she wasn't, cause all that mess was making me hot. I'm happy that she ain't the one to have a baby with hop. She's so obese, I take her out and make her stay in the car. Her body odor always smelling like the bacon it fart. I tell her how I don't eat pork, she take it straight to the heart. Ready to make an assault, she need to make a way to the barn, cause that's where she belong. Better leave me alone, call and ask her where I'm at, like she need to know. Oh, what a surprise, she thinking I'm the love of her life. Becoming my wife, listen to me, take some advice. You wanna look nice? Trust me, I'm right. Go to the motherfucker gym and lose the gun, you're fine. Mama keep the pots and pans in the kitchen. Mama keep the pots and pans in the kitchen. I'll be banging on the pans in the kitchen. So mama don't be trying to hide the pans in the kitchen. Mama keep the pots and pans in the kitchen. Mama keep the pots and pans in the kitchen. I'll be banging on the pans in the kitchen. So mama don't be trying to hide the pans in the kitchen. I like playing with the pans in the kitchen. Mama, you gon' let me play with the pans in the kitchen. Mama, don't care what you say about the pans in the kitchen. Mama, I'ma prove that I'm the man in the kitchen. Mama, I'm Marcus, and yes, I am stupid. Thought I was a smart kid, guess again, stupid. I'm a special ed student. Give me a couple bars and let the man prove it, cause there's evidence to it. I never knew it, but the rest of my class knew it. They must have thought I'll never remember the past to it. Forget school, man, I never could pass through it. I'll never be that student ahead of the class who gets an A on his report card. A nice kid who's so smart. Seemed like when they threw me a special ed, it got more hard. Every year the cycle repeats over again. My friends graduate, and I'm way older than them. Then they come to me, nice mugging me, making fun of me. What do these ugly motherfuckers be thinking when they fuck with me? They lucky I don't suddenly go on because of another demi. Like a freaking psycho, then what's it gonna be? Mama keep the pots and pans in the kitchen. Mama keep the pots and pans in the kitchen. I'll be banging on the pans in the kitchen. So mama don't be trying to hide the pans in the kitchen. Mama keep the pots and pans in the kitchen. Mama keep the pots and pans in the kitchen. I'll be banging on the pans in the kitchen. So mama don't be trying to hide the pans in the kitchen. I like playing with the pans in the kitchen. Mama, you gon' let me play with the pans in the kitchen. Mama, don't care what you say about the pans in the kitchen. Mama, I'ma prove that I'm the man in the kitchen. Mama.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. So listen to Lushy Lush. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/lushradioonline. And don't forget to call into the station. 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s at gmail.com. Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
Yeah, 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 it's your girl Lushy Lush live in the building, shutting it down, man, all day, every day, man. Shout out to Street Queens, the movement, man. Shout out to Gang Face. Shout out to all my people doing they want to. You know what I'm saying? This is how we do, man. We got the hot exclusive, you know what I'm saying, live in the building. We got your man DJ Smooth, man. Smooth Criminal, always giving you nothing but the smooth mixes. Live on Lush Radio Online, shutting it down. You already know. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to go to my lines real quick and see what the business is. You know, let's go.
Oh, you made that night.
Yeah, Jake. DJ Smooth, what it do? What it do, baby?
What's happening?
Lushy Lush. Lush Radio.
What's up, man? I gotta give you something, man. I got something for you, babe.
All right, listen. All right, that's what's up. That's what's up.
Yay, yay. You know what I'm saying? What it do, man? You know what I'm saying? I got a caller, you know what I'm saying, that just jumped in, man.
No,
yo,
man.
Caller, you live in the building with DJ Smooth and your girl, Lushy Lush. What it do?
Hello there again, Lushy Lush.
How you doing? Hi, how you doing?
All
is
right.
This Joseph?
Yes, it is.
How you doing, Joseph?
I'm doing all right.
Hey, you live with me and DJ Smooth live in the building. You know what I'm saying? You going to hold on the line with us real quick, sweetie?
No problem. Anything
all right,
for you, sweetie.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah, man. So,
what's good? Tell me what's good.
Ain't nothing much, man. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, Smooth, man, I want you to go ahead and, you know, give your shout-outs and all that, man.
You know, to be honest with you, I know so many people in upstate New York and NYC down in the boroughs and my hometown, of course, Boston, that I just show love to everybody. You know what I mean? I like to just keep it simple.
You like to keep it simple?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, you know what I'm saying, DJ Smooth, man, you know what I'm saying? You know, first of all, why they call you Smooth, man? You know what I'm saying? Tell them why they call you Smooth.
They call me Smooth because my mixes are just smooth like that. I can't explain it any other way except for, you know, I see it in my head. It comes to, it comes to fruition right out the hands, you know, and it's just always tight. Whether it's mixing, whether it's blending, whether it's scratching, whatever. You know what I mean?
That's what it is. Shout out to Mix Show Blast Syndicated Show, man. How'd you get connected with DJ King Assassin, Flip?
I actually got connected with him through a friend of mine up here in Albany, New York. Cutmaster Supreme, and he was like, yo, check out this this dude, DJ King Assassin, on the West Coast. And I was like, all right. So, you know, I was doing some perusing around on the internet, you know, and he got it on Smash. So I did a Google search, and it came right up. And then that's how I originally got introduced to Ninxites.
Wow.
So we started vibing, you know. King Assassin's a cool brother, you know, we started talking and, you know, we clicked on a lot of DJ important, opinions, not biases. I like to call them opinions because both of us have a lot of time in the game, you know what I mean? And so we hit it off in that way. And from there, it was all love, you know?
That's what's up. He is a good dude. Shout out to DJ King Assassin. Hard, very, very hard working dude. Good dude. You know what I'm saying? Rock with him all day, every day. You know what I'm saying? Smooth, what made you get into the whole, you know, DJing business, man? What made you get into that?
Well, I mean, we got to go back a lot of years. We got to go back to, like, 1979.
Wow.
I was about 13 years old. Yeah, I hit him in the head with that.
Oh, you're telling your age.
That's okay, but you know what? You got to count quick. So it just move right. Let's move past that right quick, and let's just, you know, put 30 beans on it and just, you know, that's where I'm at today. But, yeah, when I was, like, 13 years old, I was inspired, you know what I mean? And I wanted to do what they were doing on the old school console component sets. You know, them big ones, them big long joints with the two speakers on the end, and they was loud, and I was little, and I was like, yeah, I want to do what them people were doing, and how they coming out, them speakers and all that. So, you know, I asked my Duke, you know, one day to give me two turntables and a mixer for Christmas. And from there, you know, she got it for me, and that was all she wrote.
So Moss had no objections about you doing the whole music thing.
Oh, yeah, she did. I'll tell you a funny little story. She never wanted me to bring my set out. I'll tell you this right quick. She never wanted me to bring my set out the house, right? So, of course, you know, I'm a kid, you know, still. I'm in my teens, and so it was a little high school party coming up, right? So I cut school, right, so I could do this party. So I'm in the gym, right, and I'm just banging it out. You hear me? I'm cutting and scratching. And back then, you know, we had Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five and, you know, just that whole, you know, when rap was just making its mark and it was crossing over from disco. When we was listening to Donna Summer and finding disco beats to do breaks.
Donna
Summer? Well, you know, we was mixing the instrumentals back then. You know, we would take the cuts from the disco music. You know, and then Funkadelic and Parliament had just hit the scene. Bam, One Nation Under a Groove, not just knee deep. I mean, we was funked out back then, you know what I mean? And so I'm cutting up all this music, right?
Yeah.
Who walks up in the gym?
Who?
My mother. All right. So, funny thing about it, you know, my next-door neighbor dropped a dime. But, you know, it all turned out to be a lovely situation because that's when my mother finally saw for the first time that, damn, he's really going to do this. You know, she was mad at me for, you know, bringing the set out the house. But, you know, after that, I had no problems. And, you know, I just started spinning, you know, all up and down and through the city, Boston, you know what I mean? Dorchester, Mattapan, Roxbury, you know, Grits and the Sticks, you know. Just doing house parties and just banging it out. And we was just having a lot of fun back then. It was all love. I was making mix tapes back then, not mix CDs. You know, mix tapes.
Wow.
And I lived on the first floor.
You mean the actual tapes?
Yeah, it was a tape, yeah.
We had back in the day the tapes.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, when a lot of people ask me, you know, how I feel about disclosing my age, I mean, that doesn't bother me, you know what I mean? Because I live this and I breathe this, you know, and I'm still going strong. I mean, I just hit 30 years in the game and, you know.
Wow, that's a blessing, man.
Yeah, you know. And, you know, I have those who come to me, you know, inspired, and those who come to me, you know, you get your occasional person who wants to do what you do better, of course, but, you know, when you have skills and you have the time behind it and you're still going strong, I mean, and there's a message behind that. You know what I mean? That's not to say I do this as a hobby. This is a business, you know? So, but that's my little funny story I wanted to share because that's really when it all started, you know, the block parties and, you know, cats was playing hoop and I was playing music. But you know who was getting the girls? Of course. I was getting them.
You was getting them in.
I wasn't getting all of them, but I was getting my, you know, I was getting my fill.
You was getting it in, though.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. No doubt.
That's what it is. So Smooth, right? You know, you being a taste. You being a person that breaks records, you know, what was the wildest thing an artist ever did to you, you know, in regards to you being a DJ? Like, has anybody, like, as an artist ever asked you, like you owe them something because you a DJ and stuff like that? How do you relieve the relationship between the DJ and the artist to be, basically? Or have you had
I think if I correlate the story I just told with my character, which is I've always remained humble. You know, I don't go looking for anything other than what I know that I can produce and what I know I need in order to make a good show, whether it's DJing in a club, you know, when I used to be on radio, the whole nine. And so I've never really encountered a problem with an artist wanting anything from me or vice versa. But I have noticed a trend. We've come into a society where I happen to feel that some, and I'll use the word some, because I never diss anybody, you know what I mean? But I think some messages have gotten a little confused, and as where no matter what, the DJ is going to make or break that record. Whether that's a club DJ, a radio station DJ, a closet DJ, which we used to call them back in the day, DJs who just stay in the house all day, you know, and spin and, you know, do whatever else they do and, you know, put hot mixes on tapes or CDs now, whatever, and you know, find their own distribution outlets. But that's how music gets, you know, that's how music gets out there, and that's how the receiving ear grabs its attention. And so I think finding the balance between that message as, you know, well, I'm the artist, so it's all about me. And then you have the DJ saying, well, no, it's really not. We need to work together on this, and we need to keep that message consistent, because we need to go back, you know, if we go back to, you know, how hip-hop began, that's how it all started. You know what I mean? A DJ would play a hot instrumental, and then you would have an artist, which, you know, we all know so well today as MCs and et cetera, were spitting over the tracks. And that's how it evolved. And so I keep with that same frame of mind. And, you know, after all these years, I mean, it still worked for me, you know? And so that's my opinion there.
So can I ask you a question? Since you were there when the time when hip-hop, you know, first started, when, you know, it was a movement and all that jazz, how do you feel about the direction of where hip-hop is going now, or what the direction it's been going in? Has it lost its passion? Has it lost its movement?
Oh, absolutely not. Oh, no. Hip-hop is mainstream. No matter what city you go to, no matter what hood you go to, no matter what suburb you go to, you know, hip-hop and R&B is mainstream. And I think that's because, you know, when we first put a stamp on it, you know, there was a lot of brothers and sisters who were serious about it and who stayed consistent. And, you know, even though it took some 10 years or so where, I mean, I can remember when heavy metal and you know, classic rock was the number one genre of music.
Yep, I remember that.
That slowly faded away. It was like, nah, you know, it's not, we're not doing this, you know, because we want to take command. We're doing this because this is art.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a message behind this. You know, whether it's the artist, the MC, or the DJ, we were all sending a message, and we're still sending a message today. I think one of the things, I mean, I got out of radio. I used to be a radio jock. I used to do, you know, I pioneered a mix show in Albany, New York, 3 to 6 in the mix, and that was in the early 90s.
What made you stop?
Money.
Money?
Oh, yeah. I mean, money. You know what I mean? Money. You know, when you get to a certain level, I mean, you can pretty much command your way, you know?
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when you have a family, you know, family needs to eat, you know what I mean?
Yep.
So, but it also, there comes a point in time when you have to, I think we have to know and feel confident in ourselves that it's okay to step out of that, you know, we can step out of that booth. And, you know, we're going to lose a lot of publicity when we step away from that booth. But if we're still consistent in what we do, you know, people will remember us regardless, you know. When I was on radio, I used my real name, which is John McKnight, you know, and then all of a sudden, you know, I changed to DJ Smooth, and, you know, that was like several years ago, and people are like, yo, what up, John, you know, or what up, Smooth, you know, it's like whatever they want to call me, because they still know who I am because of the impact that I had on, you know, certain communities.
That's what it is. Are you originally from Boston?
Yeah, yeah. I was born in Mass General Hospital. Grew up in Dorchester and Jamaica Plain. And, you know, I think I was about 23 when I left.
Wow.
Yeah. I said, I want to go to New York. You know, I want to go to school. I want to go to broadcasting school. Did that, you know. And, you know, I was just like, that's where I want to be. Because, see, back then, you know, I'm pretty sure you can relate with this or remember this. You know, back then, the buzz, I mean, in the mid to late 90s, the buzz was you wanted to be in the city.
Yep.
You wanted to be in New York because that's where everybody got discovered. You know, if it wasn't New York, it was L.A.
Yeah.
You know, so those were the markets that people wanted to be in. But see, then, you know, we still had a lot of craft, you know, and a lot of artists coming out of Detroit, you know, Chi-Town, I mean, a lot of places like that. And, you know, somehow, which, you know, I absolutely am feeling the movement and how it evolved. Somehow, everybody came together and what we're hearing now is a result of, you know, once we got past the, you know, cities beefing with each other and all that, you know, what we're hearing now is even a stronger hip-hop message, you know, and it says consistently from the beginning of when it all started that, you know what, this is it, you know, this is the mainstream music, this is the dominant music. You know, and everybody's listening to it. Period. You know, it's not up for debate anymore.
So, can I ask you a question? What makes a real DJ in your opinion? What makes it? What is a true DJ?
A true DJ. All right. A true DJ knows how to mix, knows how to blend, knows how to cut and scratch. But most importantly, they know what songs to pick and what rotation to put them in when they're in the limelight and on the spotlight or in the spotlight and they're rocking the crowd. When you got a crowd of 250, 300 people in front of you, you got to go in regardless. And if you can't go in, they're going to let you know. So that, in my opinion, is what makes a true DJ. I mean, you have to also, you know, there's some other elements that go along with it because, see, as we've evolved, DJs and artists and MCs have taken relationships to another level. There's more communication going on there. You know, people are sharing more information. You know, the internet has made it so powerful. You know, of a medium for communication. That there's no excuse why MCs and artists and the like, you know, can't be getting together and linking up and brainstorming. And so that's a beautiful piece in it within itself. And so we need to do a lot of that too. You know, so I'm glad that happens. You know what I mean? And that's been really, I say, over the past 5 years, has really taken off and gone really strong. I mean, you got to have those skills. I mean, if you're going to call yourself a real DJ, now I'm just quoting what you said. Real. I'm using
DJ.
The word real.
Not a fake one. A real one.
A real DJ. You got to get in there, and you got to put it. You got to put in work. All that, you know, making a CD. You know what I mean? And playing one song after another. You can do that on an iPod.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Can you spin
the music? Can you put it together? You know, can you make somebody say, that was tight?
Yep. Yes, sir.
You know? And so I think that's what makes a real DJ. And I made sure that over the years that, you know, I somehow fell into that category. I put it to you like that.
Oh man, you wild, man. So I got this crazy question because I know, like, have you ever had an artist come to you unprofessional before? What is the wildest way a person has presented their CD to you to tell you to put it in the mix?
with their crew.
With their crew.
With their crew, maybe about 6 or 7 goons, and I'm like, yo, all right, I'll get that in for you, you know. I mean, what else are you supposed to do? You're standing there alone, you know what I mean? But by the time the end of the night's over, I'm referring this to a club, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking of a situation I was a place I was at, and I was like, all right, I'll get that in for you, you know. But see, by the time the night's over, you know, you don't play so much music and people, there's so much activity going on that, you know, they forgot anyways. And I was like, you know, I'll look out for you the next time. But yeah, that, I mean, see, I'm not a violent person, so I don't, you know, tend to want to attract violence either. You know what I mean? I don't see the need for, you know, we don't have to do this the ghetto way. You know, we can do this as professionals. And there's a lot of us that are still around who send that message, and it's consistent enough for those who are upcoming, those who are inspiring, and those who are even making it, to jump on board that ship.
The message too. For real. Hold on the line for us real quick. I'm going to go to a quick commercial. I'm going to bring some of these callers in so they can talk to you. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So they can talk to you real quick because they can't wait to talk to you, man, because, you know, you're dropping that jewel, man. Yeah.
Right.
Attention, music connoisseurs. Are you frustrated and aggravated from listening to conventional radio? Sick and tired of hearing the same lame 20 songs over and over again? You need to be listening to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Lush Radio Online. Hosted by Lushy Lush. Lushy Lush has her ear to the street and plays all the new and independent artists out there. So listen to Lushy Lush. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. And don't forget to call into the station 347-826-7722. Independent artists and record labels can submit music to Lush Radio Online MP3s@gmail.com. Lush Radio Online. You just officially got stamped.
Yeah, 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 your girl Lushy Lush live in the building with, you know, the world famous, your man DJ Smooth, because he's so smooth, for real, and we live on Lush Radio Online. You can call in at 347-826-7722, man, I'm waiting for this thing to load up, man, I'm trying to get his music in, so they gotta hear the Smooth Criminal, do his 1-2, you already know, you know what I'm saying, gonna bring these childers in. 352. I know this is Joseph. You're live in the building with DJ Smooth and Lushy Lush. Hey, you got any questions you want to ask DJ Smooth, Joseph?
Well, yes, and for you too. Did you used to DJ by any chance for any artists before you went solo?
No, I never DJed for an artist.
You never did?
No. I just went straight solo. Which was actually a good look for me, because I wasn't stamped to any commitments outside of what I choose to do. So if I'm not feeling it, if I'm not feeling it, I'm just not doing it.
Okay. Well, I just thought I asked in case you, like, DJed for, like, Tupac Shakur or Notorious B.I.G.
No.
No problem, then. Sorry I brought it up.
Oh, no problem. Good question.
It's no problem, Joseph. You can ask all the questions you want to ask, Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
You had a question for me, Joseph?
Yes. For this one's for you and anyone who may have been a Tupac Shakur or Notorious B.I.G. fan. I recently saw the movie Notorious, and whether or not you all saw it or not, what were your thoughts on the movie, or perhaps...
I saw the movie. In fact, I just saw the movie the day before yesterday. And,
well, I saw it on the day it opened.
I thought it was well. I thought it was really well put together. You know, it really depicted the message behind. I mean, I bring it right back to the craft. You know, the craft of an MC. Both B.I.G. and Tupac. You know, they were both lyrically talented and had so much material. I mean, as we know. Sometimes, I mean, you know, it took a while for some of the songs to actually stop coming out. And so then you would be curious as to, like, well, what's going on here? But that just goes to that just goes to show that when someone is an artist and they write material, they stack material. When someone is a DJ such as myself, I stack hot music and hot beats. I have so much material that I still have to play, you know, some material that's like, you know, of course, 3 or 4 months old, because by the time people who attend, you know, the certain clubs that I play in, the Spotlight Nightclub up in Glens Falls, New York is one of them in particular. You know, I have to like sneak on new tracks.
What?
You know, but I have to, but I gotta wait and make sure that the vibe is right. You know what I mean? And the crowd is juiced up and, you know, feeling good, and the dance floor is packed, because, you know, you can't just get away with, you know, just hitting them over the head with, you know, several new tracks in a row, because they're like, what? I don't understand this. You know, what's going on?
Understand.
That is not how it's supposed to be. You know, you need to put some of that Biggie back on, or you need to put that, you know what I mean? And so, you know, that's kind of where I'm at. But I mean, I was just making a comparison there. I don't want to get too lost in what I'm with the messages I'm trying to lay out here. But I thought the movie did a good job depicting the level of skill, not too much violence, which was great. But it did get right to the point and, you know, really showcased how lyrically talented Mr. Christopher Wallace, rest in peace, you know, B.I.G., was. He's very talented. You know, you got cast like him, you got cast like Jay-Z. They just spit right off the top of the... They don't write. You know? Uh-huh. Once you get to a certain level, that's just like, as a DJ, I don't plan. I don't know what I'm going to be playing this Saturday. Today is Tuesday. I don't even care right now.
I know.
I walk in the door, it's a whole different story, because you zone out. You become that entertainer.
Yep.
Yes, I'm here. I'm still there. There's one other thing, though. You remember the actress, are you familiar with Little Kim?
Yes, I am.
Both of you?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, she was not impressed with the actress who was portraying her in the movie. She said she wouldn't go watch it with her, that actress playing her in that movie. Some strange reason, she still has a grudge against Faith Evans and...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I heard about that situation. I don't really think that they should have had this put her as an image like she was just some scallywag. That was Biggie's, like, if people really know the history, that was his ride or die chick, basically.
Right.
Well, I wasn't much familiar with her and Biggie together. I was only familiar with Lil' Kim as an artist and a diva. I didn't even know she was.
Yeah, they had their own little relationship also, but they were, like, really, really close. Like, really close.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing I remember was the feud between him and Tupac, which they suddenly advertised a while back during the Super Bowl on a DVD, East Coast versus West Coast, including the
interview. But that's so long ago, though. I would hope that the East Coast West Coast thing is. I mean, we laid that to bed. Matter of fact, let me not say we because I wasn't involved in it. Let me take myself out of that. But that was laid to rest years ago.
Well, I don't know. Some people, Christopher Wallace's mother as well as Tupac's mother, are still trying to figure out who would like to know who.
Well, that's one of those like unsolved mysteries that hey, we gotta live it into the government's hand. Like, really, it is what it is. If you really ain't, we ain't really play no hand in it. We don't really have to. It's not our concern, But thanks, Joseph. Stay on the line with us. I'm gonna go to the next caller real quick. All right. 336, you're live in the building with your girl, Lushy Lush, and DJ Smooth.
Hey, Lushy Lush.
Hey, what's up? How you doing?
It's your girl, Vicky.
Hey, Vicky, what's up?
I want to say I love you first.
I love you too, girl.
Okay, and then I want to talk to DJ Smooth. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Awesome. I'm really a fan. I'm your fan. I'm actually your friend, but you probably don't know it.
Okay.
On a lot of meme sites, we're friends, and I follow your music.
Okay.
And I really am inspired by the way. I like the part about your mom coming into the gym. That's cool.
Put me on blast.
Yeah. And the way you're just laid back, and just. I mean, you're really, really good. And really, I think the DJ and the artist has to work together. Has to.
Yeah.
And what's the artist without the DJ?
Right.
And
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
That's the part where I'm starting to see it make a gradual comeback. But, for some time, I'd say about maybe 3 or 4 years, it was all about pushing the artist. And I think we can contribute commercial radio and spins and, the number of units that are sold and, how much mass volume is produced. We have to contribute that into that matrix. But I think, after we finally got past the, digital downloads and found an outlet for people to take advantage of that those services on a legal standpoint of view, then things really start to balance out again. That's what I think.
I just want you to know that I love to hear you. You are just off the hook. And I grew up in the day that you did. I'm 1 year older than you. Lushy Lush, don't laugh. Anyway. Where it come from, disco to the hip hop, and I'm right there with you. And I've always been there, loving it the whole time. Block parties, the whole thing, And my thing was always the DJ. I don't know why, because the way they do the music, And I think it's an art. It's definitely an art. I think you're either born with it or you're not.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. And because you started so young at 13, that just goes to show that that's what you want to do with your life,
Yes, I agree
with you. That's so cool. I just want to tell you, I'm a fan, big time fan.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Lushy Lush, for letting me talk for a minute.
That's what's up. I love you, girl. Go ahead, Vicky.
Nah, I'm just, I'm not really following you, Smooth. I just love your music, and I'm on a lot of sites you're on. And if I can get them on my site, oh, honey, I got that music on there.
What's
up?
Say not for a minute that I ain't going to get it. But okay. I'm hip hop, so totally hip hop. I love it. And I love you. You're a very cool guy.
Thank you very much.
So I listened to you for a while. You're laid back and you're humble and you're just a regular old guy, and I think that's cool.
Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
For your support.
Oh yeah,
thank
all
you.
The time.
Thank you so much, Vicky. We love you, girl.
I love you too, girl.
Yeah, man. Smooth. What's up, man?
Chilling. Laid back.
Yeah, I was waiting for this thing that I was having technical difficulties. I don't know what was going on with Blog Talk today. But we'll definitely give you like all the download information and all that stuff to check out the mixes. But you will hear DJ. You always still hear DJ Smooth mixes on here and on my Friday show on the Move Radio and stuff. But you know you hear it, but y'all actually hearing and seeing the dude and talking to the dude. You know what I'm saying? But DJ Smooth, tell them where they can hit you at and all your information to contact you, Smooth.
Oh, no doubt. My website, my official website is www.dj-smooth.com. And I'm at Gmail. That's djsmooth66.gmail.com. And cell phone is
518-253-9777.
He
said he ain't scared. Call him.
I ain't scared.
Call him.
I take the time to talk to people, too, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's important, you know, for your listening base needs to know that, I take 5 minutes, you know. Because that's important. That's part of the good old fashioned networking.
That's
now, don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. Because as far as the new school and the new age, yo, I got that locked down.
That's what's up. So Smooth.
The good old fashioned networking. You know that. There's nothing more important than that. You know, that's golden. You know, when you're doing a face-to-face or you're talking to, you know, we're not only just signing up for stuff and, you know, accumulating, you know, 1,000 friends and this and that and the other. That's all good. But, you know, I want to talk to you. I want to hear what's on your mind, you know. I know you can write.
And that's the truth, man.
Because you're signing up for stuff. You know what I mean?
That's the truth. I'm bringing one more caller for you, Smooth, because we got a couple of seconds left. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, 20, what it do, baby? What it do? Girl,
what's
Lushy, DJ Smooth, man.
What's going on, Lushy Lush? You know, I already know what time it is.
What's up with you?
Man, you know, I'm playing catch-up right now. I had my show on last night. My whole computer went haywire. Internet shut down the whole 9 yards, but I'm back up and running now.
That's what's up.
I don't know what happened. I had to have like 2 technicians come out. They had to give me a new box. I had to pay for this. I got a refund for that. I'm like, man, y'all are too much today.
Wow. That's what's up, man. 2 DJs, man. You got your man DJ Smooth on here, man. Smooth Criminal with the Smooth mixes, man. You know what I'm saying? He was talking about the definition of DJ. Go ahead and talk to your man. Ask him a question, man. We got a couple of seconds left, man.
Right. Smooth, man. You know, much respect to your mixtapes, man. You know, it's been mad love. But what do you see, what do you define, like, the real true role of the DJ? Because a lot of people got the actual term actually a little twisted nowadays as far as their representation in the actual hip-hop world, because a lot of people go from one angle and try to do it this way. But, you know, shed the light for me and the rest of the people what the actual role of the DJ is.
Okay. The role of the DJ is, number one, to be consistent. Number two, to be humble. Number three, to play hot music. And number four, to motivate people. Number five, which should actually move to number one, have the skills to back up that title. You can't call yourself a DJ if you can't spin.
That's true.
If you're going to just put a song on, shout over the song, when the next song, shout over an intro, and then just play one song after the other, that's not going to pique my interest. But if you cutting and scratching and double beating and you moving music like you moving weight, that's a DJ. When you see a whole bunch of bodies on the dance floor and you consumed in the movement and the motion, that's DJing. That's art. That's a craft. You know? And when we started with, you know, technique, SLB-1s, and then went to techniques 1200s, and then now we got all this crazy equipment and digital this and digital that, I was like, listen, don't offer me Serato.
Right.
I don't want to play with computers.
Right.
Give me something I can work with. You know what I mean? I need to keep, you know, a DJ, a true DJ, no matter what they say, always keeps up on their skills. You know,
yeah,
we learn how to mix, we learn how to scratch, you know, we maintain that, but we always looking to do something totally different. And I'm gonna share this with you. You know, I bypassed Serato and all that, and I went straight to a digital hard drive turntable, which basically means take a thumb drive, pop it in, and you can still cut and scratch and blend and this and that and the other. And I still got my two-channel Vestex mixer, and that's how I roll.
Right, right. Now, you know, what do you? One more question though. Do you actually approve of the CD scratchable table?
No, and I'll tell you why. That's carrying too many CDs.
Okay.
I'm gonna keep it as simple as that. Now, if I were to recommend anything, I would recommend what I just told you. I'm working with. I'm working with Cortex HDTT hard drive digital turntables. Doesn't have a hard drive in it. Okay. You know, little thumb drives that you put, you know, your little information on and stuff like that. You just pop that in there, and you're ready to go. And you daisy chain one from the other, channel one, channel two, boom, boom, cutting and scratching all night. You know, you set up in like 2 minutes. If you working in a club that got, you know, they already got a house system, all you need is RCA jacks. Just plug it to your mixer. You know, you set up in like 5 minutes, and you're ready to go. And the crowd is like, whoa!
Right, definitely.
You know, and it's also a good look. And for somebody who is my age, okay, to be up in the club with a bunch of 25 and ups and, you know, whatever, and they're looking at what I'm working with, they're like, you know, yeah, he knows what he's doing, you know, because it's a good look. It looks pretty.
Right.
And as a DJ, we all know you want to look good as well. You don't want to just sound good, but you want to look good. And so that's part of my way to, you know, to have incorporated modern technology with, you know, getting rid of the need for, you know, carrying 10 crates of records and yada, yada, yada. You know what I mean? Because I'm too old for that now. I may be too old for that, but I ain't too old to spin. You feel me?
Uh-huh.
Right. And so I did my research, and I found a way, and I was like, yeah, I can work with this. And you know what surprises me? I mean, if you've ever seen the turntables I'm working with, it's a step above Pioneer CDJs.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going to have to do some research on that again, because I'm actually in the market to upgrade some more equipment. And I'm glad you touched down on that, because, you know what I mean, you definitely want to be consistent in what you're doing, but then at the same time, I don't want to be flacked on by choosing a particular type of equipment and everything. And, you know, I consider myself a real DJ. I started off in you know, the starter sets and worked my way up to the 12-10s because I wanted to be worthy enough to be even to actually work with something. So I just started out blending first. And then when I got up to the 12-10s, you know, then that's when I started cutting a little bit. But really my main focus is, you know, creating that masterpiece, like you said, and, you know, putting an art form in it and really doing the blends, the juggling, the scratching, all of that at once. But once again, I try to focus on, you know, the blends. I come from Chicago, so, you know, mm-hmm. anything that come out of Chicago is definitely has to be some tight blends. If your blends ain't tight from Chicago, you might as well just hang yourself. And this is basically coming from, like, big name DJs that I've actually had a chance to listen to, like Bulu Master, you know, DJ right. Ferris Thomas, you know what I'm saying? There's so many out there, but like I said, I've been humbly trained up under some heavyweights, but I'm still working to really make my shine, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, that's why we out here now.
That's what it is. That's what,
well,
and you know, I love y'all, man, but you know, we on a short period of time, you know what I'm saying? And you know, man, let's always support my DJs, because without the DJs, man, you ain't got no music.
Word up.
You know what I'm saying? They the ones that crack records, they break records, man. They take risk on y'all independent artists, man. So respect your local DJ, man. Don't even try to fake like you don't know how important a DJ is, man. You better be passing out his flyers for real and stop fronting. For real. So, support your local DJ, man. You got your man Doc Holiday. Your man DJ Smooth dropping the ridiculous jewels on y'all cat. And he definitely going to be coming in here several times dropping his wisdom for our DJs because he's the original OG. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, shout out to Joseph, you know, and your girl Vicky, you know, DJ Smooth's number one fan.
Yeah, that was nice. I gotta send Vicky an email. I gotta find her on one of these things. I mean, there's so many.
Send her an email, man. She definitely, you know, she's a good girl, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, definitely, you know, hit her up. But like I said, man, make sure you support your local DJ, man. I don't do it for me, I do it for the people, man. This is the whole DJ's corner right here. We dropping some DJ knowledge. You know how I do. I always respect my DJ. You should too. You know, so basically, you know, before we wrap it up, go ahead, Smooth, once again. Tell the people where they can contact you, log on, check you out, see your beautiful, shiny face, you know what I'm saying, and come holler at you, Smooth.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. Website is www.dj-smooth.com, and email address is djsmooth66@gmail.com. And call me. I ain't afraid to talk to you. I'm at 518-253-9777. Too easy.
Once again, it's 518-253-9777. Holla at your boy, DJ Smooth, because he's so smooth like butter. Butter. You know. So, and Doc Holiday, before we leave off, man, tell them where they can holla at you, man.
Actually, you know what? Y'all can holler at me tonight while you're talking about it. Because my show got, like I said, I had some technical difficulties during my show. So I'm actually revamping it out tonight, ladies and gentlemen. So once again, 9 p.m., Executive Radio tonight. We're doing a special two-hour show dedicated to the people that listened last night. We're going to get it in again tonight. You can actually go to www.executiveradio.co.ec. I'm a little cheap, so I got a nice little domain name, but it's working myself situation I got going on. So, once again, definitely holler at your boy. You know what I mean? Executive Squad DJs is definitely in the building. Affiliates West, stand up. We know how we get down. Let's get it in.
That's what it is, man. Your girl, unless you, I don't do it for me. I do it for the people. I rock it nonstop. You know what I'm saying? Pop locking and taking back to the old school because I'm an old fool who's so cool. But you know what I'm saying? We doing it real big, man. Check us out, man. you know, tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, Wednesday, I'm going to have your girl Yobi from Streetology, you know what I'm saying, Internet Television TV show doing a 1-2. The host is going to be live in the building. It's going down live on Lush Radio Online. I'm going to take you back. I'm going to let it pop that Luchini on y'all, man. And we're going to send it out, man. If nobody tell you they love you, I love you. And I'm going to tell you, man, DJ Smooth, man, I wish you much support in all that you do. And you know you're my big homie. I rock with you all day. Shout out to MixShowBlast.com. DJ King Assassin doing his 1-2, supporting him in his movement. DJ Doc Holiday, man, doing executive DJs, man. Rock with it all day, 9 o'clock. Let's get it popping. Triple Platinum, man, check them out, man, each and every Friday at 11 o'clock, man. All day, Street Queens of Movement this Thursday. My show tomorrow at 6. Let's get it popping. You already know Luchini.
This is it, what? Luchini pouring from the...